Grow FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, can't miss that. Evil Weasel Wednesday, which it's all evil every day. Every day, 365 days a year. It's fucking all fucking evil. It's also, let's see, the 11th day of October, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades, northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35, and it's raining. It's been raining since all day yesterday, and it's still raining, and the pressure's down. So, well, I guess that's a good thing, I suppose. Better than dust and heat. This is all we've had here of late. Anyways, we'll get into some... Into the news when we come right back.
Take your brain, time to go. We don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one that you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump over to the news. See what's in the news. I mean, the same slut, shit, fucking scum, immoral abominations as always. Drag queen admits that a drag queen is a character used to explore femininity and any other side a kid wants to explore. And this is, again, is a fucking, it's a video. And I mean, if you go look at these little tiny kids and this fucking creature. And we're allowing this shit. We're shit. Did you know that in order to justify the Gulf War, George W. Bush intentionally manufactured a story about Iraq's taking babies from their incubators and leaving them to die? Well, yeah, we have. We fucking talked about it for fucking 13 fucking years now. You just coming around to realizing that? They showed the little bitch that came up and said that, you know, they're killing little babies in the incubators. And then they admit it was proved a fucking lie. And fucking all the, what about all the people that fucking died in that fucking war? Oh, well, you're expendable. They completely destroyed the nicest neighborhood in the entire country, killing countless civilians, and they are gleeful. Do you understand why they hate Israel? Man, you look at fucking, you know, they show, I talked about it before in these fucking videos, they show a little crack in the sidewalk about a fucking, maybe a couple of feet by a couple of feet, crack in the fucking sidewalk. Here you got whole goddamn fucking block, I mean, leveled huge buildings, fucking, you can imagine the innocents that died in that, but hey, that's all right, it's Israel, man. U.S. government building fly Israel flag. U.S. government buildings fly Israel flag, and they're putting on their fucking flag up in our goddamn, I mean, on the side of our fucking buildings. Get your fucking ass, get them fucking flags down, you motherfucking treasonous cocksuckers. You want to defend those fucking flags? You want to eat some fucking lead? This is not fucking Israel. This is not a fucking colony, Israel. You kike motherfuckers can get the fuck out anytime you're fucking ready. U.S. military sending huge planes full of heavy-duty equipment to Israel. Israel, Israel, Israel. We're not Israel. You know, and they keep coming up and saying, they're our most important. Why are they our most important ally? And I know, I don't know if, God damn, I can't think of her name. Is listening and come up and talk about our democracy and only democracy. Fucking bullshit. Democracy's communism. They're fucking communism. They're the root of fucking communism. A plane carrying advanced armaments designed to facilitate significant military operations has arrived at the Nevadim Air Base in southern Israel, the Israel Defense Forces said. And the bottom line here is, man, look at all, you ought to see the shit they're telling them to get the blind girl, little blind girl on the corner so that they can just fucking completely snuff the fucking Israelis out. There are, within these videos of them, you know, they're talking to people and saying, they want to kill every fucking Palestinian, extinct them. Isn't that genocide, people? Isn't that what this is fucking participating in? You're not, I don't have nothing to do with this. You are a rogue foreign fucking operation. You are a corporate fucking mafia, international. You do not have any authority in these United States. You are a piece of fucking shit. And you know, I watched the thing yesterday. It took like an hour and 42 minutes because I do go look at the content on the site, even though I'm not coming up on the air. And it was like an hour and 42 minutes showing how they started the First World War. I mean, and fuck, this shit is just going on over and over and over. But the people have woken up to the fact that, hey, you know what? These motherfuckers lie. That's what they do for a goddamn living. They're fucking liars. Israeli army says it does not have confirmation about allegations that Hamas beheaded babies. Well, they didn't have confirmation about the fucking incubators either, did they? But we have fucking attacked fucking Kuwait and put a king back on the fucking throne for the international fucking Jewish fucking bankster fucking Zionist pig shit eating fucking parasitic pedophilic pieces of shit, didn't we? Smoke plumes over Gaza as Israel hunts terrorists. And there's a couple articles on here, and I mean, they're showing that these people are coming up and saying that there's no fucking way that Hamas got in there. This is a fucking false flag. This is designed to suck us over there so that we can go and take what? Oh, yeah, that's it. Israel. They want to get Syria. They want Jordan. They want fucking Saudi. I don't know. Saudi Arabia. They're all Jews too. But they sure as hell want Iran, and I'll tell you what, Turkey, you better fucking wake the fuck up. Discovered in 2000, there are extensive gas reserves off the Gaza coastline. Say it ain't so. Found them in two. Oh, wow, those belong to Israel, don't you know? Those fucking kikes, they own everything on this goddamn planet, including the fucking human race. Because we're just fucking going. We're just fucking animals, man. You're going to see what fucking animals we are, you motherfuckers. I watched some videos of a man, little kids. I mean, you know, the Christians, they're always talking, well, you know, the Judeo-Christians. And they showed these Christians in fucking Israel. And fuck, they're walking down the street across, and the fucking kikes are spitting on them. And the fucking kike comes up and goes, oh, it's an ancient tradition for fucking Jews to spit on fucking Christians. In the first place, you weren't Jews. The word Jew came along in the fucking 30s, you motherfuckers. And every one of you is a low-life son of a bitch. I don't give a fuck what nobody else says. I don't give a fuck what none of you say. That fucking race needs to be exterminated from this goddamn planet. There will never be any kind of fucking peace. It should be noted that 60% of the gas reserves along the Israeli coastline belong to Palestine. The BG group drilled two wells in 2000, Gaza Marine 1, Gaza Marine 2 reserves are. But still, the fucking Israelis are deciding how many fucking calories you get to eat a day, aren't you? Here are some pro-Israeli counter-protesters speaking. Germany, about their views. And they're saying, you know, kill every fucking Palestinian. They're talking about, they're screaming genocide, waving Israeli flags as they are on the sides of our fucking buildings. I'm not your bitch, fucking Israel. You motherfuckers, get out of my country. You have no jurisdictional authority here. And the goddamn highest law in this fucking land, the law of December 15, 1798, the unalienable law of we, the fucking peoples, says we have the right to fucking blow your fucking asses out of here. You're not going to fucking destroy our country like you did Germany. You're not going to fucking take every fucking, hey, Bankster, you better wake up, motherfucker. You fuckers will bleed and die like every fucking buddy else. You'll find that out. You're not fooling no fucking buddy. Everybody knows what you're up to, you pricks.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
How you been doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing quite well. I ain't got no football this week, helping out with my friend over there. So I'm listening. But, you know, check this out. How much aid do we send to those cocksuckers every freaking week, or every year, actually?
Well, they claim $3.8 billion, but that's just our tax to Israel. That don't count a thousand other ways they give it to them through military aid, you know, loans, supposed loans that they never fucking pay back. I mean, we're paying them about $10 million a fucking day, I imagine. I have to believe it. $10 million a day, what would that do for our people? Our people living under the goddamn highway underpasses with their children in the fucking winter. These slime ball son of a bitches need to be wiped off this planet. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are now running out of water. And this is a video, but they're showing that, hey, we'll fucking kill them and die of thirst. I mean, they're treating them like fucking animals, these son of a bitches. And this invasion, so-called invasion where Hamas came in, first place, fucking Israel created Hamas. Second place, fucking Biden, the fucking corporate monarch for the fucking king of England in this fucking country, sent him $9 billion a couple weeks ago to get the fucking materials and shit. And somebody did all this fucking magnificent shit. They can't even dig a tunnel. They got goddamn detectors underground, so they can't even dig a tunnel. And for them to go through there and get to the goddamn city to do anything, and even the Israelis they show on these fucking videos are saying that we just sit there a half hour. Nobody came. They were just fucking, it's like there was no defense force. But this is a setup. This is set up so that we'll go and spill our blood. What they say in this one fucking video, 20 fucking Israeli lives are worth 1,000 American lives. I'll tell you what, you kike motherfuckers. All of fucking you fucking Jew pricks around this fucking world are not worth one American fucking national's life. And you're going to fucking find it out. Scoop, and LFHS Lake Forest has a room that's referred to as the gay room. The room is used for staff and students to meet and discuss gender sexuality. Sickening! God damn it, man. And it wasn't that many years ago, I'll tell you what, your ass would have fucking been killed. You tried this fucking shit, you'd have been killed. But the incrementalism, the acceptance of this fucking shit, it's entrenching into your goddamn country, and you're not doing a fucking thing about it. These people should be hunted down and fucking killed. They're trying to kill your fucking children or turn them into fucking goddamn animals. U.S. Major Smedley D. Butler, war is a racket. No shit. I mean, this is Butler's words. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for the fucking banksters. And he's the one that came out, you know, they came to him in secret and wanted him to, the big corporations and the banksters came to him and wanted him to fucking overthrow Roosevelt, which wasn't a bad fucking idea, but they wanted to install fucking fascism, a fascist fucking government. And I've heard people that have claimed to be goddamn patriots. You motherfuckers were never for the goddamn Bill of Rights, you lying pricks. You motherfuckers, I've heard you fucking come and condemn this son of a bitch because he fucking ratted him out and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't betray his fucking country, but you would, wouldn't you? You fucking, what do you call it? Capitalists, you flaming capitalists, you motherfuckers. We know who you are. We've been listening for a long fucking time, and you better not forget it. Israeli journalist Efrat Ferguson who served in the Israeli intelligence services, raises serious doubts about the Israeli government's surprise attack narrative. And then she's just saying there's no fucking way. This is where I was talking about, where she said that she was a part of the apparatus. She said they said a cockroach couldn't get past that fucking fence and past the fucking border to get into Israel, because, like I said, they have underground detectors, overground detectors, so many detectors. A cockroach couldn't get across it. But somehow this Hamas has cut the fence in four places and wandered on in and shot up, wherever they were supposed to, these mercenaries. Because it's all a fucking false fucking flag. This is trying to get us into a fucking third world war. You fucking maniacal maniac banking motherfucking Jew cocksuckers. You ain't got enough yet? How about some lead? You can have all the fucking lead we got. We'll give that to you motherfuckers right in the face. You fucking dirty ass bank. Every fucking banker, we ought to hunt them down and hang in their fucking ass out in the fucking street off the lamp fucking post, taking everything they fucking have stolen from us and to redistributing them back among our people. Breaking: Israeli army tells Abdulu News they have no information confirming allegations that Hamas beheaded the babies, but you've already put the fucking lie out there, haven't you? Just like the incubator shit and the fucking goddamn building fucking nuclear weapons shit that fucking George Bush Jr. used to fucking invade Iraq. Bullshit, huh? But remember, 20 fucking Israeli lives are worth 1,000 fucking American lives. Don't never forget that. Israel to Egypt: if you bring supplies to Gaza, we will bomb the trucks. They want all of these innocent civilians, including little children, to starve. Truly evil. Yes, they fucking are. Think about that. In the first place, these cocksuckers are deciding how many calories a goddamn Palestinian gets in having their body a day. How would you like to live under those kind of fucking conditions? Because it's coming to you. How many bugs do you want to get every fucking day? Israel to Egypt: yep, they want all these innocent civilians, including little children, to starve. Truly evil. They are evil. They're epitome of fucking evil. I know there's a lot of these that are fucking videos, but we still got to cover through it. I know Ukraine is yesterday's news, but in case anyone cares, the American transvestite who threatened to murder American journalists has been reinstated.
If they're in a prison, the people that run the prison are responsible for taking care of them.
Well, and they do take care of them, just like those rabbis that ran the fucking gulags in fucking Russia took care of the people, worked them to death, beat them to death. You went in there, you didn't come out unless you could walk 1,000 miles. There was a movie out about some people, they had to cover like 1,000 miles, but they got out of one of them son of a bitches. And people don't realize that they took about 10,000 American soldiers as they were coming through. And they did, you think that, hey, you know your ally there, fucking goddamn Russia? You know what they did with them 10,000 fucking soldiers that ended up in their hands because they were fighting too? They took them to fucking gulags, and they fucking let them die. And those gulags were run by who? That's right, rabbis. The fucking slimy-ass fucking Jews that think they're going to rule this fucking world, but they're not. They're going to get buried in it. Former U.S. government insider Mark Moreno: the imminent declaration of a climate emergency will enable unelected globalists to use COVID tyranny as a template for climate tyranny, including climate lockdowns, flight bans, meat bans, energy. Ban all you fucking want. You think that if I got a fucking cow out there, come get the son of a bitch. I'll eat your fucking ass too, you son of a bitch. I mean, and they have, and of course, now you've got this, all of this thing is almost like fucking the new, this is what the new, what they replaced the mainstream media with, because the mainstream media went to shit. Everybody turned it off and went to the fucking internet because that's where you could get the truth. So they had to come over and fucking turn the internet over to the Chi-Cons so that they could fucking start removing all the content, all the fucking incriminating fucking evidence against these son of a bitches, and start fucking making it more and more. Here we got suits and ties. That makes the truth, you see. That's what they're trying to put back in your fucking mind. That's previous programming. The programming isn't working, so they're throwing these fucking punks up here with their fucking suits and ties. Who, well, they'll tell you the truth, most of the truth, the milquetoast fucking truth. but they don't tell you that what you have to do to fucking stop it. They won't talk about that fucking Bill of Rights. Why won't you talk about it, you fucking little faggot? Why won't you talk about the Bill of Rights and the fact that we have the right as fucking individual free sovereign nationals to slaughter these motherfuckers, to enforce our fucking law with the fucking second article? You won't do it. That's what this is all fucking about. The graphic of Palestine loss of land since 1946 is currently being shared by MSNBC. Majority of the excess at the MSNBC are Jewish. I'm starting to believe they want us all to hate each other. And if you look at this little map, it's on a, it's another fucking bit. I don't know if this is a video, but it's a map. And it shows where Israel started this little dinky thing over here on the left. Then it shows Israel in 1947, 1967. And at present, now you get a little dinky few fucking places in the Gaza Strip where the fucking goddamn Palestinians who own the fucking joint are living in an open-air prison, starving to death, being denied fucking water, being genocided. And we, maybe, you know what, we're fucking paying for it. And we're going to give them even bigger fucking bombs to drop on little fucking children, you fucking scum-sucking bastards. Going viral in Middle East, a leaked video from 2001 shows Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu talking about how Israel intentionally strikes Palestinians painfully, how he deceived the U.S. to break the Oslo Accord, and how Americans will always support Israel if it faces backlash. You're wrong, motherfucker. I mean, you can, I mean, we're not the fucking people of the goddamn 1918 people of 19 fucking 30s. Even in 35, man, you still had the majority of the people telling you no, and the fucking cocksucker that Wilson and the cocksucker fucking Roosevelt both had to fucking lie to get back in office and say, we're not going to go, I will not let you get in that war. We will not get in that war. And then, I mean, and then they fucking plan their fucking false flags. And the next thing you know, if any fucking American that falls, they probably got a good false fucking flag plan for us people. And there's little shit that'll happen over in Israel. I don't give a fuck about fucking Israelis. I wish they were fucking exterminated. It's the only chance of fucking there will ever be for peace on this goddamn earth is to get rid of these misery-making Khazarian pieces of fucking dog shit. The main thing is, first of all, strike them, you piece of fucking shit. I want to see that motherfucker hang for the crimes he's committed against humanity. Insider admits in Israel... attack was false flag to start holy war and usher in one world government. No. This is posted October 11th. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. The Hamas attack on Israel was an inside job by the globalists. Oh, you, what the hell do they call it? You conspiracy theorist. You're a terrorist. By the globalist elite working in tandem with the Biden administration and the Israeli government as part of the great master plan for World War III, which has been in the works since the state of Israel was created in after World War II. But they were creating it way before fucking then. This is, I mean, these motherfuckers are so out in the open and so fucking easy to identify. That proves the mentality. You know, when we fought our that so-called Revolutionary War, which is actually a hijacking of a modern uprising, of an uprising of the people, we were the smartest fucking people on the planet. But now I'm telling you, fucking day, this dumbed down the shit. What's your schools for? What do they teach? They teach the little boys that they should be little girls and little girls that they should be little boys so that you have a fucking stock of fucking goddamn mutts that couldn't fucking whip the wind with a fist full of fucking hammers. That's what they want is easy because the American people aren't fucking easy. You ain't met the goddamn American nationals yet, Netanyahu, you piece of fucking shit, and all you fucking Judeo-Christian ass-sucking bastards. What about when they're spitting on you? What were they spitting at? You know, spitting's a fucking ancient fucking thing that the fucking Jews have always done. They've always spit on Christians. So you Judeo-Christians, do you sit around and spit on each other? Have the Judeo part of you spit on your brother's Christian part of you, you fucking fools. Now do you know what fucking fools you are? According to an insider, the terrorists were funded and armed by the Biden administration in the buildup to the attack. and Israel's defense and intelligence services agreed to stand down and look the other way when the attack launched. And that's what the people in the fucking videos are telling you. That's what that woman told you. They were just coming, nothing stopping them. And a cockroach couldn't get across that goddamn border, they claimed. According to the official, the Israeli false flag will light the fuse to ignite holy war that will spiral out of control and lay the groundwork for the elite to usher in a one-world government and one-world religion. Well, your one-world government and your one-world religion is in direct violation of our absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. So you will fucking fight us, and we will fucking blow your fucking asses out of our fucking country. You're not doing it here, Kike. Get the fuck out while you can. We're not Germany. We're not stupid. We will wipe you off this fucking planet. We have the fucking bombs, and they belong to the people. The people bought them. We will take control of our nuclear arsenal, and you will fucking cease to exist. But there's just one problem for the globalist elite and their plans to enslave the human race. Their plans rely on the people of the world remaining ignorant, and we are not going to let that happen. Before we dive in, subscribe. Oh, no, I'm not subscribing to your fucking channel. You got a fucking suit on, incorporated prick. That's all you do. You bring this shit over here and then you fucking think, no, fuck you. You milquetoast motherfucker. Every year Israel receives billions of dollars of U.S. military aid, and they recently installed a new David Sling interceptor to supplement several other already active and high-tech defense systems. Iron Dome, David Sling, Arrow 2, Arrow 3. No expense was spared installing. See, these guys are going to tell you all this shit, and it's true. But what's your answer for it? Well, we've got to get Trump back in there. We get Trump back in there. I mean, get Trump back in there. That's the thing. What did Trump tell us about the fucking Israelis?
The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
I'll tell you what, son of a bitch, we have drawn a line in the sand, and you're on the wrong fucking side of you. Hey, you Trump guards out there, what do you think about the king of the fucking Jews there? Kill your fucking ass if you will not fucking bow down and kiss the feet of these motherfucking kikes, huh? No expense was spared installing the latest, greatest military. Also, Israel also upgraded and bolstered their border wall with advanced technologies and sensors, calling it the Iron Wall. The Israelis have the most advanced and innovative surveillance system in the world. There are sensors literally everywhere, even deep in the ground, so the Palestinians can't build tunnels. The Israelis literally broadcast or boasted that a cockroach cannot get across the border without the military knowing. Now we know that despite their denials, Netanyahu and Israel were aware of the attack before it happened. Of course they fucking were, just like goddamn Roosevelt was aware of Pearl Harbor 2 weeks before it fucking happened. It was supposed to fucking happen. These motherfuckers have been doing this to us forever, and the cocksuckers at the goddamn top haven't been fucking taken care of. You wipe those fuckers out, and this shit stops. The Times of Israel, Associated Press, and Al Jazeera are reporting that Egypt warned Israel of a major attack coming from Gaza 10 days before the event. Kind of like that two-week warning that fucking Roosevelt got, huh? Before the events, but then he already fucking knew it. the events on the weekend, but Israeli officials ignored it. No, they didn't ignore it. They just fucking, it was part of the fucking plan, and they weren't going to do anything about it. It was already planned to not do anything about it. It's not that they didn't know it was coming. They have the goddamn best surveillance system on the fucking planet, thanks to the American fucking taxpayer, the American fucking worker out there fucking sweating for fucking kikes. It's another global psyop. According to a former Israeli intelligence agent, the Hamas attack does not make any sense, and bears all the hallmarks of planned operation. No, she's not wrong. Something is very wrong here. We could start with Joe Biden, handmaiden of the elite who recently sent billions of dollars to Iran, who directly funds Hamas. Just days ago, Biden sent an irregular payment of $75 million directly to Palestine. And then days later, after the Hamas attack, sent a whopping $8 billion to Israel in an emergency military aid. They've got every goddamn thing that we own. They need more? Unfucking believable. In the great tradition of the globalist elite, the Biden administration is funding both sides of the war. The Rothschilds funded both sides of the Napoleonic Wars, and this proved to be so profitable for them. They funded both sides of every war since, including World War I and World War II. And yes, by God, they did. The Bush family also have a history in this regard, with Prescott Bush, grandfather to George W., funding both sides of the Second World War, and over there building tanks, had his tank factory over there, and his grandson's the fucking president, really? No, he wasn't the president. He was the corporate monarch for the king of fucking England. Fuck you, Chuck. The globalist elite just want to see the world burn and get rich while it happens. The useful idiots on mainstream media are determined to call the attack Israeli 911. Fuck you. Fuck you. Why are they really? Listen to this. And they are closer to the truth than they realize. Just like 911 attack. See, here's your goddamn suit and tie, motherfucker. Just like the 911 attacks, the attack on Israel is not what it seems. And the official narrative surrounding both events can be dismissed out of hand as obvious propaganda. So, okay, then why are we fucking, why are we attacking these motherfuckers? Most concerning of all, every prominent influencer, pundit, and politician immediately condemned the attacks despite their enormous oddities, without asking any questions about the numerous security failures of the Israeli military. Fact checkers employed by the globalist elite, including Bill Gates and George Soros, immediately declared the attack was not an inside job. Well, if George Soros and goddamn Bill Gates says so, well, fuck, I believe that, don't you? They still haven't explained why we are expected to believe anything they say, considering they are untrained, unqualified, and write their fact check from a comfort of their sofa in the California, or in some cases while they are lying in bed smoking weed. CNN has already been caught spreading fake news about the attack, retreading old footage from 2021 to spread the globalist war agenda. See, they're bringing out old footage. I mean, it's obvious. You can't do this shit with the goddamn newspapers anymore where nobody can question it. We're all here and we all see what you're doing. We all know you're lying motherfuckers. You've always been lying motherfuckers. You have caused the fucking misery of this world since the inception of this goddamn country. MSNBC wasted no time in reminding Americans of where they stand in the globalist pecking order. According to the elite, now this is it, people. According to the elite, 20 Israeli lives are worth 1,000 American lives. I say that one fucking goddamn American life's worth the life of every fucking kite Jew motherfucker on this planet. More than that. Just like the 9/11 attacks, the globalist elites are rubbing their hands together at the prospect of launching more forever wars in the Middle East, more devaluation of currencies, more neglect of the people in favor of war, death, and global agenda. Violence begets more violence. The elite are determined to send humanity on a race to the bottom while they get richer. For what fucking purpose? When you have more than 1,000 generations of your fucking progeny could ever fucking spend, and have everything, any material thing they fucking want. It is just a fucking sickness. That's all there is to it. Get richer, tighten the noose around humanity's neck, and enact their long plan agenda of World War III and a one world government. And see, these are little pissant men. I've seen them. Rothschild, you're a fucking pissant. George Soros, you're a fucking pissant. Fucking Bill Gates, you're a pissant. You fucking, in the real world, you get bitch slapped around and you fucking know it. You're a punk. You're nothing. So you think that you're going to manipulate yourself into a fucking position where somebody else is going to do your fucking fighting for you? They better be ready to fucking die, because we're not giving a fucking inch, and you are going to be brought to justice, you motherfuckers. Rothschild admitted his family created Israel as part of the great master plan for World War III, and now their agenda is playing out before our very eyes. Not if we don't let it. If we refuse, if the fucking people of the world say, we're not going to fucking go out and kill each other for you cocksuckers. We're going to come and kill you. Take everything you've stolen from us for fucking 200 fucking years, and we're going to fucking spread it out amongst ourselves and take a fucking vacation. We want our gold back, our silver back, every fucking bit of goddamn wealth that you have extracted from our country. We want it back, and we want your asses at the end of a fucking rope. That's what we fucking want. That being said, I think we'll take a break. And we'll be right back. Where are we here? Okay.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is, oh it is, living in the new world, with an old soul, the rich man north, the rich man, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control, wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. I don't think you know, but I know that you do. Your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end. All the rich men, all the rich men. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast, milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge round. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world, with an old soul. and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1244 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Oliver Anthony with Richmond, north of Richmond, and south of Richmond, and fucking east of Richmond, and west of Richmond. It's rich men against fucking poor men, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, we'll go back and see what else we got. What other fine fucking news we have to fucking report on. We did that. Okay. Where's my...